Hello, Audio Boo. It's 11 o'clock on Friday morning. As you might be able to tell, I am pretty sick. Or not that sick, but I have some laryngitis, and it makes it really hard to talk. And I have a cold, and every time I breathe, it's like something's rattling around inside of my chest, and it's terrible and all that. So I'm actually supposed to be at my internship right now, but since it hurts to talk and my throat is pretty sore and my nose is pretty stuffy, I didn't go. And that's my disgusting cough. And that's about all. I just wanted to come and audio boo so everyone, because I hadn't done one in a while, I guess. And I wanted to record my sick voice because I remember when I was in, I guess like senior year of high school, some guy, and I didn't get a lot of attention in high school, certainly, from the opposite gender of humankind. You have to apologize. I have to apologize. I have been awake for many hours and, et cetera. But anyway, when I was in high school, a boy told me that when I was sick, my voice sounded very sexy. And I always thought that was ridiculous, but I'd never really listened to my voice on any kind of recording when I was sick. So I figured I'd do this and see if I agree, which I probably don't. But I know that when you have any kind of like sore throat or anything, your voice gets a little lower in pitch, which is, I guess, supposed to be sexier or something. I don't even know. So this was my sick experiment, I suppose. You see the pun there? Yeah, that was very clever, I know. Anyway, I'm not at my internship, as I said. My mom is off. She works in a school, so it's spring break. And so I'm going to go up to Connecticut in not too long. I have to get out of bed and get myself together, though. So I'll probably go and take a hot shower. And tomorrow's Christina's bachelorette party, Anthony's sister. So I'm going to go to that. And then on Sunday, I'm bringing my aunt Regina to see my wedding dress, which I picked out on Tuesday with my mom and my sister, because my aunt is actually paying for the dress as a birthday gift, which is very nice, but I feel like she should probably see it before she pays for it. Not that I don't know if she can, you know, stop me from buying it, or I don't think she would, but anyway, it's neither here nor there. So I'm gonna go because I need to get up, and talking is not the most pleasurable thing for me to do right now. So talk to y'all later. Have a good weekend.